Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
Fantastically. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
Tell us about the cactus and how it's been used to kind of develop this new technology.
Well, cacti have it pretty tough out in the desert. Their plants famously need water to survive, mm-hmm. and also famously deserts have none of it. So,
what a conundrum.
So, they've had, you know, millions of years of engineering via natural selection to sort out some ways around that. So, plants need to breathe constantly, and every time they open their little mouths or their paws, they lose water, mm-hmm. which is that fundamental stuff. So, cacti specifically have figured out a way to open their mouths and get the air without losing the water. So, in the daytime when it's extremely hot, they close up all their paws, which are covering their strange, enormous green bodies.
Yep.
And then at night, when the humidity goes up a little bit, they'll open them up and take in the air that they need and also absorb that water.
Mm.
And then when the sun rises again, they can sense the decreasing humidity and the dryness, and they'll close those pores back up and save the water for the future. So how that pertains to fuel cells is that fuel cells have a membrane that they need, just sort of fundamental to the technology, and that needs to remain completely moist the entirety of the reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So the researchers have used these stomata, which are the name for the mouths all over the cacti,
yep.
as inspiration to incorporate into the membrane so they can optimize the water, keep that high humidity.
All right. So it's pretty well explained there. I understand it now, which is pretty good.
Good to hear.
So, I mean, is this kind of, because, you know, electric cars and the like have been on the horizon for a while now. You're starting to see a few more of them pop up in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of the missing link that really will allow them to be a bit more of a presence, a bit more of an impact, do you think?
Yeah, perhaps. There's a variety of electric cars out there, how they actually generate that electricity. So I guess the ones that are most in the public eye at the moment are Tesla and those battery-powered vehicles. This technology is actually being applied to fuel cells, which is a different type of tech again. We can see that Tesla-type vehicle is becoming more and more prolific. But fuel cells have been held back by a number of problems. Namely, in order to keep that membrane moist that it is described, they have to have water on board to consistently humidify it.
Yep, yep, yep.
But that's one of the main problems. So with this new technology that Syro has developed, they can keep that membrane humidified without having water reservoirs actually incorporated into the vehicle. So that's one of the major hurdles that's been holding fuel cell vehicles back anyway.
So I imagine having a lot of water on board makes it's quite heavy for one, and takes a lot of space, I imagine, as well.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have a stationary fuel cell powering some sort of building, that's totally fine because you can just pump water through it. But when it's a car, you don't want to be driving tons of water around. It's just a hassle on everybody.
And, I mean, there's a question of price as well. Some have come out of this research and saying it might make production more expensive. What do you say to that?
The fuel cell technology seems to, they've found that the increases efficiency of the vehicles by four times, and I don't think there'll be much increase in the price or change to it at all, so it'll remain the same with this.
Now, this research took about 10 years to kind of finalize and complete. I guess, what's the next step? How do we kind of bring this technology into cars to see more electric cars and environmentally friendly cars on the road?
I guess this is one of the primary obstacles, as I said, the removing that water reservoir on board. So from where it goes from here, there's a lot of different potential places. The research is very optimistic about the applications, not just to vehicles, but to other fuel cell tech. And it's very exciting, new frontier. I guess we'll have to just watch that space.
Watch and wait and see. Well, it's really fascinating stuff. Explain for even the most simple of laymans like myself, Jesse Hawley from the CSIRO. Thanks so much.
No worries.
We'll catch you next time.
Have a great day.